Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's a special year-end edition of The Brian Lehrer Show. You are the only guests today, and our final call-in is a game of advice roulette. Listen for a minute. Here's how we play. Call in to ask for any piece of advice you need. Anything. In exchange, you have to give advice to one other person. It's that simple. Want to play advice roulette? Call in right now. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Again, think of one thing you need some advice on and call in to ask for it. You'll get the next you'll get to ask the next listener in line for that advice. In exchange, you have to give advice to one other caller who will ask you. 212-433-WNYC if you want to play. 212-433-9692. Now, obviously, you won't be asking professionals. This is not one of those shows where you ask a certified financial advisor about an investment and you get professional investment advice. This is not, you know, Dr. Phil or somebody who's licensed in counseling, how to solve your family issues. So that's the disclaimer. You might want to take or ignore whatever advice you get here. But sometimes the best advice comes from just plain other folks, friends, or in this case, strangers, total random strangers who don't know you and your history. And that might be a good thing, just a fellow listener trying to do their best for you in a minute or so of radio time. So let's play advice roulette. Call up to ask for a piece of advice and be willing to give a piece to another listener who asks you for one. 212-433-WNYC. We'll do it right after this. Lehrer and WNYC, our special year-end edition of The Brian Lehrer Show, where you are the only guests, and now a game of advice roulette. Call in to ask for any piece of advice that you need. In exchange, you have to give advice to one other person. Our lines are full, but we're going to try to do this at a pretty rapid clip, so get ready to call in when the lines open up at 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. We're just going to go right in order of people calling in. And Mark in Malvern, you're up first. Hey, Mark.
Hi there. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Now, since we have to start somewhere, I will ask first. So my question is, where should I go out to dinner on New Year's Eve? I will go anywhere in the tri-state area. Where should I go out to dinner on New Year's Eve?
New Year's Eve, I think there's a great restaurant in the West Village. It's called The Grills. If you like Caribbean food, I think it's really good.
All right. That's a good one. I'm writing it down. And so, Mark, you are now on with Tamara in Port Washington. We have two Long Islanders here by coincidence. Tamara, meet Mark. Mark, Tamara.
Hi.
Hi there.
And Mark, you get to ask for a piece of advice of Tamara.
My question is, what do you do when your sister defriends you on Facebook?
Oh, sister. Is there a legitimate reason that she defriended you?
Yes, she defriended me on Facebook, yes.
No, she's asking, was there a legitimate reason that she did that?
Was there a legitimate reason? I really don't think so. We have our relationship is strained because, you know, I'm gay and she doesn't believe in that. And so, so that's one of the presiding facts, yes.
Well, my advice on that is to actually call her and have a conversation instead of trying to resolve it over Facebook.
Okay, Mark, there's your advice.
Thank you.
Okay. So
I hope that's helpful.
I hope so, too. Mark, thank you. We're going to say goodbye to Mark, who's, like a lot of people, got sibling problems.
Yes.
And we're going to bring in Jacob in Manhattan, who's up next.
Jacob.
Jacob, meet Tamara in Port Washington.
Yeah, hi, how are you? I'm getting married in...
Wait. Tamara gets to ask you first, and then you'll ask the next person, okay?
Got it.
Okay, so Tamara, go ahead. You're up.
Okay, Jacob, my due date was yesterday, so I'm wondering what I need to do to get labor started.
Jacob, you don't happen to be an obstetrician, do you?
No, but I am one of eight siblings, and I do have eight nephews and nieces.
That's great.
But the problem is I really don't know how to do that except maybe watch a scary movie or something.
Scary movie. How do I start my labor without taking Pitocin is really the question, right? Okay, all right. Good luck. Scary movie, Tamara. That's your advice.
Great. Thanks for your help. Happy New Year.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
All right, so Tamara's gone, and we're bringing in Jennifer in Yorkville. Jennifer, you there?
Yes.
So you're going to get asked for your advice by Jacob in Manhattan. Hey, Jacob, go ahead.
This is actually awkward because my fiance's name is Jennifer. We're getting married in 3 months, and I'm trying to hint to get in shape. I did buy a gym membership, but it doesn't seem to be working.
You're hinting that she.
Say it out front.
You mean you're hinting that she needs to lose weight?
Correct.
And so, what's your question? What's your question?
That's a tough one.
How to drop the?
My question is, can I tell her without hurting her feelings?
Yeah, you can't tell her. There's no way. There's no way you can tell her without hurting her feelings. But the first thing that springs to mind is because she'll cancel the wedding. I'm not kidding. The first thing that springs to mind, why don't you, like, make it a date and pay a trainer? Get a trainer. Never mind going to the gym. Get a trainer and do it together. Because women love to do stuff together with their fiancés, their husbands, their boyfriends. I don't think men like to do that so much as women like to do it. But go together, make it a date, like a training date, and do it regularly, like a few times a week.
That's a good one, Jennifer. Good you luck. Need your own advice show. So there it is. Do it together, Jacob. And why do you care, by the way? I mean, this is just for the event. You want her to be skinnier for the wedding or in general?
It's for both. But, you know, when we started dating, she was a certain weight. And I think it's in general. And I don't want and I think attraction is very important.
No, I don't know. People don't get skinnier as they get older. So men or women. Jacob, thank you very much. Good luck. So, okay. So good advice. Jennifer, do it with her. And we're going to bring in Adam and Valley Stream. And
hey, guys.
Jacob's line is now open, folks, at 212-433-WNYC. Adam and Valley Stream, meet Jennifer in Yorkville.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hello.
So, Jennifer, now you get to ask for your piece of advice.
Well, mine is professional. So, Adam, I don't know if you're going to be able to answer this, but maybe somebody can post an answer on Brian Lehrer's thing on WNYC.com. But,
.org, excuse me.
Sorry, .org, thank you. I am transitioning from being an ESL teacher to writing a series of children's books for children who are learning English as a second language. And my biggest hurdle right now, my challenge, is how to find a good literary agent. I wonder if you have any ideas about that.
I do. I came from special ed myself, and now I'm in adult services world. And I think that if you have made the commitment to transition into writing, which is hopefully your passion, your product should really be your only focus. And then once you have that, an agent will hopefully take you up readily. I'm sure that there is numerous online communities where they are scouting for products, because without writers, without product, they don't have jobs. So really, I would focus on you and let them come to you. I wouldn't even worry about them. They're there to make some money off of you and provide you a service, but, you know, let them come to you.
Online community. I don't know, Jennifer, it sounds like they're not yet beating a path to your door. But
right, yeah. I'll look online.
Online communities of writers, though. That's for sure, and maybe people have some tips. All right. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you.
All right.
Sure.
Adam and Valley Stream, hang on, because you're going to meet Darcy in the East Village here. Hey, Darcy.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Hi, Darcy.
Hi, Mark. Adam.
So,
how quickly
mine,
they forget.
Goes back to, I'm also getting married, but my fiance is gorgeous and beautiful and perfect.
Good answer, Adam.
She is in a miserable job, though. She's in a job that was given through a family friend, and although she's grateful for it, it's a really sad and it beats her down every day. And I want her to, commit to, like the last caller, going into business for herself. But I'm nervous about telling her to do so while we're in the midst of the wedding craze, which is not until June. And I'm wondering, is there ever a good time, or do we just take the scary leap and push forward with what I know will be better in the end? My question is to wait or to just jump.
Wow, you're talking to the right person. I'm in the exact flip-flop of that.
Oh.
I've owned my own business for 8 years, and
oh, okay.
I'm a true advocate of women becoming entrepreneurs, and there are so many support groups, networks that are all about women and entrepreneurship, and it's kind of like, it's exactly like having a baby.
I love that analogy.
There's never a good time, but
right.
It's always the right time, and
that's perfect.
A plethora of amazing groups and organizations that are focused on women becoming entrepreneurs. So she's not going to be alone.
Would you recommend one in particular so I could start with?
What?
Would you recommend one in particular I could start with?
You know, there's two that I would kind of recommend. There's Epreneur, which is all about women. You can find them on Facebook. There's also BNI, Business Networking International. It's not specifically focused on women. It's co-ed, which I kind of like getting, the other side of that. But it's great networking, and it's all based on referrals. So it's a group that focuses on just giving each other referrals and getting to know each other's business. So it's a very, very vibrant and rich community, and it's also great for young and new entrepreneurs that are just starting a business for the first time. It has a lot of education components to it.
Great.
That's
okay. Adam, there you go. Good luck to you and your
Brian,
fiance.
Thank you. This was a great segment.
Happy New Year. All right. It is Advice Roulette. Give a piece of advice to somebody and ask someone else for some for you. And Ellen in Northport. Meet Darcy in the East Village. Hi, Ellen.
Hi. Hi, Darcy in East Village.
Hi, Ellen.
So, Darcy, you get to ask Ellen now.
Well, Ellen, I've been a business owner for 8 years, and I've truly enjoyed and proud of what I've created. However, I'm kind of at a point in my life where my love affair with being a business owner has died, and I have an entrepreneurial spirit, but I feel like there's more in my life that I could and should be doing, and I'm longing to be part of a team and part of an organization again, and it's really scary to leave my business, but I feel okay with it. I think everybody else is a little shocked that I would leave it. And I'm not really sure where I belong anymore. I think that, any recruiter looking at a resume that has this 8-year entrepreneurial gap in it, I don't fit into a box, and recruiters like to fit you into a box. So I'm not really sure how to approach going about finding a job. And my skill set is so diverse and at such a level that
All right.
I don't know where to begin. I'm really struggling.
We're nearing the end of our time here, but Ellen, any advice for Darcy?
Well, I would say, having worked with young adults who are in a similar situation of looking for work and have transitioned from many different types of varieties of work, I would look at what kind of transferable skills you do have and come up with a list of the skill sets. And then just kind of look out at, classified ads, not to answer them per se, because we know that, getting jobs today is really about networking and things like that. But I would just see what types of language they use to capture the skills that you do have, so that you can then put your resume together in a way that, skills are skills, and they're transferable to different industries. So I would sit and just do an inventory of what your skills are, which sound like they're terrific, and it's so ironic that you're looking to get out of business. I'm going the opposite way, and I guess the grass is always greener or something like that. But you definitely have some tremendous skills there, so I would just make a catalog of them and then see how you can, come up with a resume that can articulate those skills in a way that can, find an area that you really love, that you want to be working in the first place.
And Ellen, that was great advice, and unfortunately, because this has to end somewhere, you're not going to be able to ask someone else for advice today because we're out of time.
No, I need advice desperately. No, please, one more.
I don't have it. But Ellen, you know, we could take your number, and when we do this again, because this is the first time we ever did Advice Roulette, and it was so much fun, and I think actually people got something out of it, that we will definitely do it again. So Ellen and Darcy, all of you, thank you very much. Well, I want to thank you all for listening this year. I hope we have brought some good information and analysis, some good conversation, some extra meaning, and some positive community into your life in 2011, advice and otherwise. And this audience really is a community. You bring so much to each other on every show, and this last segment was a great example of it. I want to thank the amazing Brian Lehrer Show producers who are responsible for so much of what you get here every day, a lot of the topic and guest and multimedia ideas, the relentless hunt for the perfect guests, a lot of the writing and good questions, the illuminating audio clips. It's all a big team effort. So remember the names Lisa Allison, Jody Avergon, Paige Cowett, and Alana Casanova-Burgess, and our senior producer, Megan Ryan, and thank them profusely if you see them on the street. We also continued our very active internship program this year, coordinated by Lisa, and have had the good fortune of meeting and working with some great college and post-college interns, Jonathan Kalstein, Kristen Clark, Mike LeVay, Theo Branham, Alec Hamilton, Abby Fleischer, Annette Montalvo, Chris Remington, Drea Bernardi, Kalia Laney, Michael McCutcheon, Daniel Kisslinger, Jackie Chaney, Liz Pristup, Makiba Sargent, Max Kotelchuk, Rebecca Lee Douglas, Chad Jones, Eliza Ronald-Tannen, Jennifer Venasco, Reem Nasser, Sarah Kuwaja, Wendy Agudo, and Susan Doyle, not Susan Boyle, and I sure hope I haven't left anyone out. Good luck to all our interns. I hope you learned a lot, and thanks for all your help. So tune in tomorrow for an end-of-year treat when we will replay our favorite artist interviews of the year, including Roz Chast, Shepard Fairey, Annie Leibovitz, and others, and then I'll talk to you live again in the new year. Happy 2012, everybody. Thanks so much for listening. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.